Welcome, everybody. This is Region Nerd Alert, and I'm Jose Rodriguez. Good job, guys. That went over
Thanks.
Very well.
golf claps all around.
That sounded like... Anyway. I'm Jose Rodriguez, and you're listening to Region Nerd Alert right here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide on lakeshorepublicradio.org and Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
What's the app?
The NPR One app.
The NPR One app. And you know what today is, right?
What's today?
Well, technically today, recording, it's September 30th and it's National Podcast Day. So
what?
Happy Podcast Day, everybody. But more importantly, if you're listening to the proper time this is released, this is the first spoopy episode of Region Nerd Alert. Now, we have bunch of stuff planned for this month. Super excited. This is my favorite month, birthday month. And I am just very excited. I've been waiting all year for this since the last one. Just a bunch of guys talking about spooky stuff.
Boy, do I love horror movies.
And there is 5 weekends in this month.
Lit.
Like this October.
Immediately lit.
So instead of the 4 podcasts every Saturday, we have 5 this month.
Oh,
so
snap.
I'm not going to release any details, but we have a Discord app now. So if you're a fan of Discord and you're a fan of the show, join the Discord app. Thank you for Miss Heather, who's not here today. But she set that up real nicely, and we're in there as well. So I do post spoilers for future episodes and even future ideas that won't come to fruition. But spitball with us. Come on our Discord. Give us some ideas. And follow our Facebook page. You can comment anything you want on anything. You know, I post stuff every day. Not true. I try to post stuff every day. But yeah, come interact with us. Engage with us. Gives us good feelings inside. This is episode 46 now. So we've been doing it for a while now. A year, actually. So
yeah,
good job, guys. Another golf clap.
You have such an aggressive golf clap.
I don't breathe.
It's borderline disc golf at that point.
I don't breathe when I do it, too. I'm like... I'm a pretty fast button pusher, like in video games and stuff. I just, all my energy from my limbs and
all my chakra to my left hand.
All my chakra to my left and right hand.
There's been a few times we've been playing Mario Party and it's been just you and me.
Oh,
like the button press. It's gotten intense.
Yeah, we haven't done that in such a long time.
No.
But yeah, let's get with these intros. I know you already know who we are if you're a fan, but if this is your first time listening on Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Jose Rodriguez. To my left, we have...
Mike, a.k.a. Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's, Instagram, Twitter, and follow the photography at Singularity Photography.
There we go. And hire him. This is a region podcast, Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland podcast. So if you want to hire us for anything... We'll be there.
You got us.
Pay us, please. But yeah, and if they want you to for your photography, where can they reach you?
Hook a brother up at Instagram.
Instagram, there we go. And to his left, we have...
I'm Skyler. Also, Olatho, if you're listening to old episodes. I'm cryptic. I do weird things. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at @OfficiallyOva. That's where I post most of my stuff. I've kind of quit doing Facebook... rarely get on there anymore, but Twitter will lead you to my Bandcamp. Bandcamp is where my music's at, and that's where my life's at.
There we go. And you've been, I gotta say, people, his recent music has been just pure chill, think Cthulhu, be in the mystic space vibes, and if that's your thing, go straight to Olatho and buy his stuff. And if you liked the sound of this intro, which is the brand new Halloween spoop intro, by the way, I put on the promos and billboard and everything. It sounds great. And if you like that music, go over to him and buy his stuff. You know, join the Discord, Royal Facebook.
Yeah, let's chat it up.
But anyways, without further ado, now that little intros are done, This is the Halloween. We are in the Halloween. Like, Halloween lasts 31 days. So this is it. The first day of Halloween. Not this day, but when you're listening to it. Like, we are in the thicket and we have surprises. But this episode, bringing it back. We're doing streaming, but with a twist. Because this, we want you to start your Halloween marathon strong. We want to give you some nice recommendations on like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. Something that you're like, you know what? Based on this podcast, I know exactly what I'm going to watch. All 31 movies slash shows I'm going to watch every day of the Halloween season. Now, before we get to like stuff like that, I also wanted to promote some things. So Lakeshore, PBS... I should have known this forever because it's been there forever, but they have an app on the Amazon Fire Stick. So you can download it, and there's a bunch of cool shows and cool documentaries on there. Just make Lakeshore PBS your home thing, and you'll see a bunch of local content from around the region from our guys upstairs, and they do a fantastic job. But the reason I'm mentioning it now, they have tons of, for the month of October, Halloween content, like older movies, like Night of the Living Dead, the original, the Jack Nicholson Little Shop of Horrors original. Mm. Like, they nice. Have some amazing old movies. There's one called, like, Wasp Woman or something like that.
The Criterion Collection?
Is it the Criterion?
If they're old, it's probably the part of the Criterion Collection.
Well, you can get it on the Lakeshore PBS app. And I was like, that's so cool. I had no idea we were doing this. And they're like, well, you should have been.
And I know what I'll be watching.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's tons of stuff on there, and we're also going to go through that. But let's start this off. Well, it's already started, but we're going to... What are your guys' favorite, like, most iconic, like, horror movie actors? Like, we won't start with, like, the big ones yet. Robert, but yeah, if you guys want to start it off, I'm gonna go get my notes because I forgot.
All right. I would say Linda Blair from The Exorcist, as far as iconic, because when The Exorcist came out in 1973, she was only 14 when that movie was made.
Right, and that role is super iconic.
Yeah, like everybody thinks of The Exorcist, they immediately think of Linda Blair, and. There's a lot of stuff like behind the scenes that makes it interesting too. Like a lot of the scenes where she's she's fully possessed,
mm-hmm.
and she's in there with the preachers. That room is, I think they said that room averaged about 10 degrees. So the cast and the crew were all in like full, like not winter gear, but like jackets and everything. And Linda Blair's in there in a nightgown.
That sounds like my paradise.
Oh yeah, no, that's how I sleep.
Like super cold, like frigid.
Oh yeah, dude, that's how I sleep. But like
you said, that was the recording studio, or
yeah, like when they were shooting, like they were actually like trying to perform the exorcism on her,
mm-hmm.
To get the frosted breath like look to make it seem like the room was cold. It really was freezing.
I think I'm gonna get that aesthetic.
So it was
super cold.
It was intense. The scenes where she was floating. And, like, she was shaking. Like, mm-hmm. the rig kept hitting her in the spine, or in her spine. So she kept getting injured while making this movie. And it was just, the whole, like, behind the scenes of it is nuts.
When I think of, like, famous, like, household names, Linda Blair is there. Like, The Exorcist is so iconic in, like, the horror movie community.
Yeah.
And her specifically put such a fantastic performance. I didn't know she was only 14.
Yeah. Wow. See, it's nuts. And, like, that's one of the movies that, like, you look back on and you watch the initial reaction to it. Like, people were, like, crying and, like, throwing up and just having terrible times.
Didn't know
this
how
movie.
To act.
Yeah, they just didn't know how to act when this movie came out because it was so realistic. Like, people actually went out and performed, like, they wanted exorcisms performed after this movie.
Wow.
And it's just nuts to look back on it and go, man... This movie, like, it's a great movie, but, like, you look at it nowadays, like, this movie caused all this panic.
Imagine, like, in my opinion, like, I'm still very afraid of it. Like, it holds up
very well.
I was so mad when I watched it, and I haven't watched it in a while. I think I was watching it with you and someone else, Skylar, but the jump scare came up, like the bang. And I was like, Pazuzu. No,
oh, yeah, Pazuzu.
No, yep. This is not the internet. What is this?
Yep. And there's different cuts of the movie, too, where Pazuzu will appear in really, like, little spots. Like, there's a scene where her mother is walking through the kitchen, and there's a small reflection at the stovetop, mm-hmm. like the ventilation like thing. There's a small reflection of Pazuzu in there in one cut of the movie.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's, I love that. Or there's a scene where the mother's walking down the hall, and you see like half the shot is darkness because it's shooting through a door. And in one cut, there's a Pazuzu slowly fades in there, and it's just ever so slightly.
Disclaimer. This just gave me an idea. If you're listening to this podcast or any of the Halloween podcasts, I'm throwing in a jump scare. If you're marathoning it and you just hear a...
Headphone warning.
But yeah, no, just Exorcist. Linda Blair, that's my first pick.
That's a great pick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, yeah. I got written down here, Doug Bradley, who
Doug
is...
Funny.
Doug Bradley is Pinhead in Hellraiser.
I will admit, I do not remember a single thing from Hellraiser, and I feel like no one ever has like the movie to watch. Like, can we watch?
Oh,
that?
I got it.
Can we watch it this Halloween?
We
season?
Watch it today
because I have never like I don't remember it. Like, I've seen it like once.
One of my favorites, and also Cinema Bay is in that movie. I don't know her name. It eludes me.
Cinema Bay.
But one of the most beautiful actresses. Oh, like my Cinema Bay.
I thought you were like the Michael Bay-esque explosions in it throughout.
Yeah.
No.
It's a Cinema Bay.
That's a new cut. That's a new cut of the movie.
But yeah, Doug Bradley, I found two weird things about him. One of which is he's one of six actors to play the same horror character six consecutive times in a row.
Wow.
And he's in that list among Christopher Lee as Dracula, Robert Englund as Freddy, Warwick Davis as Leprechaun, Brad Dourif as Chucky, and Tobin Bell as Saw.
Wow. That's really cool, actually. I didn't know there's a big six. And they're all completely, like, their movies. They are all
right.
Like,
those are all watchable horror movies. Watch them this horror season.
Right, right.
Watch all the franchises, actually.
I like the good distinction between, like, watchable horror and, like, don't even work. Like, there's some...
Like Fear.com?
Fear...
Don't watch Fear.com.
Yeah.
We
Case, what is it, 183? Case 143?
I
never fall asleep during movies. I fell asleep during
movies. Wait, was it Kate? Because I watched a movie called Population 143.
No.
Okay.
It might not be 143, but
it's 139.
Like Case 139.
Case 139. Okay, cause,
yeah, because Population 143 has... Frederick Durst in it.
Frederick Durst.
Chocolate Starfish.
And I did fall asleep during that movie because it was so boring.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, what were we just talking about? Fred Durst just, like, completely evaporated my mind.
Watchable horror movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, watchable. Case, what was it?
139.
Case 139. I was in the movie theater. And I never, like...
I didn't know that ever came out in the theaters.
I never fall asleep, like... A, during a movie at all. B, especially not in public, unless, like, I'm not sober. But I was in there and watching the movie, fell asleep. When I woke up, I was seeing this monster taking over, like, this car or something. I was like, is that the sun? And then the person, I was like, yep. This movie sucks. Oh! Didn't even watch the movie. Just seen the beginning with the sun.
Is this
the end?
The sun?
Is that the sun? Yep, this movie sucks. But yes, that is a bad movie. Actually, I should rewatch it just to give it
a chance.
Yeah, but even if I'm very tired, like, I try to stay up. Unless, like, I'm bone dry tired. Bones.
Bone dry tired. One final thing about Doug Bradley. Is that he's done narrations for Cradle of Filth.
Really?
Like, and within their music, yeah.
Dude, that is so cool. And that is, like, speaking of horror movies, like, Cradle of Filth, like, when you think of black metal, like,
It's Cradle of Filth.
It's Cradle of Filth. Like, oh yeah, I think I heard a black metal song before.
Right. I'm Cradle trying to Filth. Yeah. I'm trying to hear those Danny Filth microphones 6 inches above his mouth. High notes.
Oh man, he gauges those.
He can hit them.
He hits those every time like a bullseye. But I like to bring up one of my favorite like horror movie gals. Other than Linda Blair is definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
Neve Campbell. Like, she's not been in too many like horror films, but
the Scream franchise.
The Scream, she, like when I think of like helpless white girl running away from a murderer, Neve Campbell just pops up. Like, and survives. She survives.
I think Anna Faris usually.
But yeah.
That's dumb.
She plays a good victim.
I love Anna Faris. Oh my God, the Scary Movie series is also fantastic. Which, if you don't know at home, it's parodies of, you know, your favorite horror movies. But yes, Neve Campbell in Scream was a fantastic job. Scream in itself has, well, the first Scream.
So excited for Scream 5.
Scream 5? There's a Scream 5 coming out?
Have you not heard?
No, I'm under a rock.
Scream 5, buddy.
What?
Let me look it up for you while you continue to talk about the Scream
franchise.
Oh, my God.
Is Neve Campbell?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Neve Campbell, I love you. I will watch Scream 5. Like, I got to find out the director as well. But, yeah, Scream has a fantastic cast. Like, Matthew Lillard, for one. Like
Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard. And, oh, they're bringing back David Arquette, dude, Officer Doogie. But, yeah, David Arquette, Matthew Lillard, Skeet Ulrich, like.
Discount Johnny Depp.
Discount Donnie. And speaking of Skeet Ulrich and Neve Campbell.
Love Skeet, though.
They are both also in The Craft, which is my all-time favorite, like, Halloween-themed movie. And also, you can watch all the Screams and The Craft on Hulu, but you need the Showtime Hulu.
Yo!
And I'm like, for a month, they usually have like free. Oh, yeah.
Get You're it. Just unsubscribe after
one,
the month.
One month. Yeah, after the month. Like, because I need to watch The Craft. I used to have it, but I lent it to someone, and I don't know who has it. But The Craft is like one of my all-time favorite. Like, every Halloween season, I have to watch that movie because it is the soul of me, like witchcraft and everything. But and also that's my taste of women now, like every single one.
Same.
Oh, witches.
We are the weirdos there. But anyways, yeah, Neve Campbell, The Craft, Scream. I didn't know Scream 5 was coming out. That is
2022.
Damn, 2 years.
Yeah.
But that is such good news. Like, I love the Scream franchise.
I'm excited.
Wes Craven.
R.I.P., bud.
Big thumbs up. But speaking of Wes Craven, I think that's a good transition to go into the great. I don't know if you have anything on Mr. Robert Englund.
Of a five, I didn't want to do too typical of movies, but I can talk about Robert.
Oh,
no, let's
right,
talk about
right.
Robert.
Yeah,
like, Freddy Krueger.
When you think of, like, oh, the scariest people ever, like, actor-wise, I always think, well, Linda Blair, for one, and Robert Englund. Like, he is just so
that
iconic.
Man fueled so many nightmares for me as a child.
Oh, right, like, right.
How do you escape somebody that gets you in your sleep?
That's OP.
That's the most scariest thing ever. but yeah, Robert Englund, like said before, has played Freddy Krueger for more than at least six times in a row as the character. And sometimes he like changes up, like Freddy 2. He like loses or his eye color changes to this really muddy orange brown that looks weird, and like his burning is different. Like
Donald Trump,
like the different like versions of Freddy. Like I kind of want to gauge by good looks to bad looks, but the first Freddy's so really good, and then the second one you kind of like lose.
I feel like we can
quality.
Have an entire podcast on the Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Yeah!
I always say that. Oh,
he did
God.
It again.
Nightmare
on Elm Street. Hey, that's my Halloween. That's my Halloween movie, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, I think that's a perfect segue because Robert Englund, fantastic. You all know what he's
prolific.
About. Prolific. Go to your local disc replay. You'll find one of them. But yes, let's go to Before Time, the land.
The Before Times, the Nightmare Before I did it too.
Before Christmas. No, you were there.
I was there. That's my Halloween movie. That is like that. That's an every year watch.
Was it Danny Elfman?
That one's more Christmas for me.
And
then I get to sprinkle in the Halloween.
See, I do both. I do both.
Actually, you guys want to hear some straight up Zazer facts right now?
Hit them.
The director of Nightmare Before Elm Street, I forget his name.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Jesus moly. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of Jesus, All Hallows Eve, right? Anyway. Nightmare Before Christmas on Elm Street. They asked the director, which his name escapes me right now, is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? And he explicitly said, this is a Halloween movie. But that doesn't change the fact that it came out at the perfect time. Like, it came out a little in the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't change the fact that what more perfect movie transitions you from the Halloween season to the Christmas season.
Skips over Thanksgiving, thank God.
Like, you can literally watch that throughout that whole time. Like
the last quarter of the year is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Three months in a row, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Exactly.
But Danny Elfman was the composer. Yeah.
The composer.
He was also the voice of Jack when he sang.
That's so beautiful. Oh.
Such noble tones.
Seriously.
It's so that movie is so beautiful. Like, it's just such like a gothic masterpiece of music and clay animation and just spirit. There's a lot of spirit
there. There is.
I know Tim Burton has a lot to do with it as well. Like, he always captures that, like, I don't know, that Halloween spirit that's not always like evil. It's not evil. It's like spooky.
It's a playful Halloween, yeah, kind of.
And I love that. Like, I absolutely, like, Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, love that.
At any given point, you'll catch me singing Jack's Lament, like, at any point in my house.
I love Sally's song.
Oh, I love Sally's song, too.
That was Creed's version of Sally's song. But Amy Lee actually also does a version of it.
Yeah, she does.
Beautiful, and she's beautiful. Speaking of gothic queens of Halloween, Amy Lee.
Mm.
Oh, my God. But speaking of Neve Campbell and Showtime on Hulu, they also have another great that unfortunately is on the Showtime version of Hulu, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That is a slept on one.
Like, that, I love, like, to me, like, that's when I think of, like, the scary movies growing up, that one always hits me.
To me, could not get into it.
To me, that movie, excuse me, holy wow. That movie is the one that I feel Scary Movie makes fun of most. Because
what are you waiting for?
Yeah, they'll hire people in their 30s to cast us.
Yes. I forgot.
Like,
who?
They are dead in their 30s, late 20s, playing high schoolers.
I forgot. Who's the main girl on that?
It's like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I always get Jennifer Love Hewitt and Melissa Joan Hart mixed up. They look nothing alike, but just their names.
Is she Sabrina?
Sabrina, yeah, okay. The teenage witch. Which is another great Halloween classic that's not spooky. Well, not classic, but it's a show, but it's a great show.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's on anything right now.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is on Netflix.
I heard that one was decent, too.
It is pretty good. It is so campy, though.
Is it?
It's almost to its detriment how campy it is at points.
I got to check it out.
It's still really good, though. I like it.
But, yeah, do you guys have other actors before we start really getting into, like, the streaming?
I do, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so Christopher Lee has been in...
Let's talk about him.
So many movies. He's been in film since the year 1948.
So when film was first invented, essentially.
Until his death. Yeah. And actually past his death. Because he died in 2015, and I think something came out in 2017 that had him in it as well, like a recording or something.
There was a metal band that had him.
He had his own metal band.
What?
Christopher Lee, in his like 60s and 70s, made metal albums.
What?
Heavy metal
albums.
What was
the name of their... Are you looking it up?
Look it up right now.
What?
But Christopher Lee is like most iconic for like Count Dracula and, ironically, Count Dooku. He was a count. Not only was he a count, but Christopher Lee was also able to trace his lineage back to Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne by the sword and the cross is the name of the band.
When you say Charlemagne the God, you mean Breakfast Club Charlemagne the God? Or no, that's...
I don't know. He ruled Rome, I think, Charlemagne.
Oh, Charlemagne, okay.
I think his nickname was Charlemagne the God.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh my God, that was crazy. Why would he like look that up?
No.
That's like the another fantastic gothic like music band, My Chemical Romance. What's the lead singer's name again?
Gerard Way.
Yeah, speaking of, he has the Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
That is such a good show.
I love it. But also, did you know he's cousins with Joe Rogan?
That's who it is, Joe Rogan. That's random. Crazy.
It's super random. Joe Rogan podcast, he was saying, yeah, Gerard Way is my cousin. Can you believe that?
That's so random.
Super random.
But if I were to pick one Christopher Lee movie to watch this Halloween season, I would pick Wicker Man.
Oh, okay.
I love the original Wicker Man.
I was going to say, I came in at the end when you were watching it that one time. I need to watch that full one, but definitely want to marathon Hekka, the Holy Hekka.
The Holy Hendekagi.
But also, Christopher Lee, he does those, there used to be on Netflix, I don't know if it's on there anymore, but it's like Edgar Allan Poe tales.
Yes.
And he narrates it, doesn't he?
Yes, he did.
Is that still on there? I don't know.
It probably is, honestly. I haven't checked in a while, but it most likely is.
He has a very noble voice.
Great voice.
Super great.
Listen to that man sing.
I got to hear that. That's insane to me.
Oh, we're bumping that in the car.
I just imagine, like, what's his name? Saruman?
Yeah.
Sauron.
Like, in his white robe.
That's what it is, dude.
But any other actors?
Yeah. So I want to point out two in particular. Toni Collette and Alex Wolff, both from Hereditary. The mother and the son. So I'll start with Alex Wolff. He said that making this movie gave him PTSD of some sort because it was so intense. Like,
oh, man.
The movie was so intense to make. He actually talked to Ari Aster, and he's like during the scene where he slams his head into the desk, he told Ari Aster, he goes, give me a real desk. He's like, I'll break my nose right now, for real. And Ari was like, you know, I really appreciate the dedication, but I'm pretty sure I'd get sued if I let you do that.
So he didn't end up doing it?
No, he ended up bleeding because he gave him like a thin foam desk, so it like still hurt because he hit it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, to make the desk like jump, and when he would like shuffled back, he slammed his knee into the desk and cut it open.
Oh.
So he had like fake blood all over his face and real blood running down his leg.
What he does in that scene, I do to myself sometimes randomly, and I hate it. Like if I'm alone, like I shut my brain off as much as I can, and then I fill it with like the most horrific demons, and then I pretend that I see them. And I'm like,
dude, it's
I used to do that all the time as a little kid, like to turn off the light, like in the long dark hallway. Like,
had to run.
Michael Myers is behind me. Michael Myers.
Oh my God!
Just run into the hallway.
Psych yourself out.
Yeah.
Self psycho.
But Toni Collette, the mother. Oh my God! Her performance in that movie is visceral. It's so visceral. Like during it, spoilers if you haven't seen Hereditary, but the when the daughter dies, like her reaction, just her scream hurt me. Because it felt like it hurt her, like how visceral it was. Because
what was the other film that he did?
Ari Aster?
Mm-hmm.
It was Witch. The Witch.
The Witch, that's what it was.
But she almost wasn't in this movie. She almost wasn't in Hereditary. because she was hesitant to take it because she doesn't like horror movies. She doesn't like horror in general.
Mm-hmm.
So she almost passed it up.
For me, but, it's when she was freaking out and then went to Stoneface. That's when I was like, dang, this is a performance.
Yeah, she's incredible in that movie.
I was going to say, like, I feel like not liking horror movies puts you in, like, a better mindset to just act the character like they give you. Like, an example of that, Harrison Ford in anything sci-fi. Absolutely hates sci-fi.
Yeah, but pushes through it.
Gosh darn it.
He's like, good.
He is a great actor for sci-fi. Like, he has that...
Enhance. It's perfect.
Enhance. He doesn't want to be
Are you here. Kidding me? I got to say enhance 3 times.
What is anyone doing? It's a mirror. Oh, man.
There's nothing even on it.
But another one, Joaquin Phoenix. For the Joker performance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he actually, he doesn't like hate comic books, but everyone was like, oh, like what Joker are you going to do or where are you going to come from? And he was like, I'm not going to come to it as like a comic book, like read the comics as the Joker. I'm going to take in as a character, read, like research the Joker in general, not just for like comics and stuff, but research his psyche and everything. Put myself in there and give my performance. And yeah. I think that's exactly what he did because that's not a Joker you've seen like anywhere.
Yeah.
Like it's just his Joker. And
he puts everything into his roles. Mm. Like it's insane. Like I remember the first movie I seen him in was in the Walk the Line movie.
Mm.
And I guess that movie took a lot out of him because living the Johnny Cash life is insane nowadays.
I can only imagine. Like,
yeah, he puts everything he has into his roles.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He's also very picky about his roles too. Like from what I hear, he doesn't like he's very picky on what scripts he looks at.
If I got to that status and I could pick, I think I'd be picky too. Like yeah. I want something that I'm gonna.
Once you're good at something, you call the shots.
Yeah. Oh right. Like we can talk about anything, you know. But anyways, do you have any more on your guys' list?
Nope.
So it was more so for the movie and not for the actor within, but I found an actor within that I could talk about. The movie is Friday the 13th, the final chapter, which I think is the fourth one. And then the actor within is Crispin Glover.
Why does that sound familiar?
He was, man, he's been in a lot of stuff, like Charlie's Angels, Willard, he was that weird rat guy. Iconic face.
I just seen him in Enola Holmes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he plays like the only like bad guy. And, like, there's a twist in there, but he's like the force that you're running from. That was but, me moving.
Yeah, so he's a writer, musician, actor, and director. And Friday that I'm talking about, that which I believe is the fourth one, was one of his first films. You have to watch it simply to watch this man dance.
Oh, is he the one in the montage? Or not the, like, the karate scene? Or no, that's not Crispin.
No, I don't. He's doing, like, weird robot moves, though, like, in the kitchen. No, not even. He's gyrating like a fool. You just have to watch the movie and see the dance. He gyrates.
I thought you were talking about in, I think it was, like, Dream Warriors or something. It was the Dream Warriors arc where it was like the karate montage and he had like the Japanese headband and he's like fighting that, what do you call it? Punching bag. The karate montage. What's the one after Dream Warriors?
That wasn't the one where that kid gets sucked into the video game, was it? I don't remember.
Follow us on Facebook and tell us what we're talking about.
He was also in Willard, which is a big fragment of my old memory that I have to one day open up because I remember seeing that DVD box all the time with him on it and the rat, and I've seen the movie like only one time, and I remember it being very weird.
I was going to say,
it like haunts my dreams.
As soon as you said Willard, I thought weird stuff.
I thought of Wilfred.
Oh,
the Elijah Wood.
I love that show.
I love it too.
Oh my god, I haven't seen that in such a long time.
But, oh, But that's it for me. That's
all right. Well, let's delve into some. Let's get your marathon going. Let's fill your marathon with scary stuff. Like, let's just really get into your marathon and just fill it till it oozes out of the 30th into the 31st. But anyways, there's this cool Korean film on Netflix right now called Hashtag Alive, and I really want to watch it.
It's pretty good.
Really?
It's pretty good. If you've seen Train to Busan, it's that but like social media focused.
I like it.
The same zombie. I really, really like South Korean zombies.
Mm.
Like they're super intense. Kingdom. If you haven't seen Kingdom on Netflix,
I need to watch that.
It. Oh my God! It's they're so visceral. Like it's not like American zombies where one bite and it's like, you know, over 24 hours you turn into a zombie. They bite you, and then within a minute and a half you're up and running. As a zombie. It's nuts.
I love that. But yeah, Hashtag Alive. I guess it's about two star-crossed lovers, one in each apartment building. There's a pandemic that hits, and everyone has to stay inside, and there's like a zombie apocalypse around like this love story of them just communicating.
Yep.
Hmm. So I really want to watch that because that looks cute as heck. But but also it's got like a little like horror thing in there. And I was going to say this, too. When it comes to horror movies, usually if it's about the terror and scariness of social media or Snapchat or Zoom, or they make a horror movie.
Unfriended.
Ugh, I hate that.
My God.
They think like, wow, how out of the box for the new age. No, anyone can do it. It's dumb. The movie's usually dumb. Going on record saying, don't even suggest it to me.
And it's just boring. You're just looking at screens the whole time.
Right. Like, they want to be like Blair Witch Project for the new age. And it's like, there's every single time, paranormal.
The cool thing about Blair Witch is they were out in the woods alone.
Right, right.
And also in the 90s when it came out, the internet was like barely a thing.
Right. And the people who were internet savvy were like, is this real?
Yeah.
Once we found out it wasn't real, it was like the magic kind of disappeared.
Like, yeah, like people like legitimately thought those people were gone for real.
And it seemed when I was younger and I seen it and was like, I thought it was real because of how bad the movie was. Like, this is a bad movie. Is this real? Like, why are people hyping this up? Like, this seems
like some found footage.
Right. Because real life.
I took a camcorder camping film.
I'm like, man, I want to see every single part of this. But, anyways, yeah, that's that. I love Hashtag Alive. I want to see it. Also, something that's on Netflix that I really want to see. There's The Babysitter on Netflix.
Yes.
And great movie. I really liked it. It's not like the best movie, but it's definitely to come out nowadays to be that style of like edgy movie. They did a good job, in my opinion. I enjoyed it. I was entertained throughout. But anyways, the second one came out, which is Babysitter, semicolon, or colon, Killer Queen.
Yeah.
And apparently it's basically the same cast. It's the boy from the first one. He grows up. He's in high school now. And him and his friends are doing some little ritual thing, and all the original killers from the other one come back to life. Spoiler alert if you ever seen the original Babysitter. But it's basically like they summon them back, and the girl's there too. They made like a reveal in the trailer, but I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it.
It's on my. Oh, you seen Killer Queen? Oh.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Well, there you go.
It's pretty much like the first one. It's just a fun watch.
A fun, entertaining.
There's like not horror aspects, but it's just a gory fun watch.
A gory fun. Yeah, definitely gory.
Yeah. I got two.
Mm-hmm.
First one's a show, Haunting on Hill House, which has another season coming out.
Isn't it the Bly Manor?
Yeah.
See, when the Haunting on Hill House first came out, I was like, okay, I'm interested a little bit, but that's like on the bottom of my watch list. But now that Bly Manor's coming out, everyone's saying like, oh my God, I can't wait for Bly Manor. And I'm like, well, that I should have been watching this other thing. Like,
yeah, it's really good. Like there's ghosts hidden all over the place.
Mm.
And like it's like a game to find out where they are.
I love that.
It's not because when you find them, it sends a little chill down your spine because they are just in the back.
And also, fun fact, another Zazer's fun fact, get as close to the TV as you can. It doesn't harm your eyes. There's no test saying that. You can get as close to the TV as possible. Like, put your eye on the pixel. It will not harm your vision. Do it. All right.
Truly factual, by the way. It won't harm your eyes. But anyways, go on.
Anyways, another one is a hole in the ground from A24. Hmm. The same people that made Lighthouse and Hereditary.
That one's weird.
It is weird. It's all about it's not so much horror. It's more of a thriller. But it's all about, like, I would say, stolen identity and like do you really know somebody?
I like thrillers that make me scared.
Yeah, it's a weird movie
because that can be real.
And then if you want
that
some,
one reminds me a lot of Goodnight Mama.
I don't think I've seen that.
Which is another, like, identity crisis type movie.
Is that the one with the twins and the mother has the rap face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really need to watch that. And a really campy one, if you feel like watching something and just having a good hearty belly laugh, The Ring versus The Grudge.
Oh, yes.
The Ring versus The Grudge. So many belly laughs had at that movie.
We're not talking about a comparison here. This is... one singular name.
Yeah,
movie.
this is the movie, like
The Ring. If you watch a videotape, in 7 days she will kill you. The Grudge. It's a haunted house because there is a murder that happened. How can you have those two things I just described fight? They found a way.
If you're gonna find it, it's called Sadako versus Kayako. It's so
I'm assuming
stupid.
Akko has to be like some sort of like
it's so stupid
ghost thing.
Spirit.
The Grudge Girl versus the Ring Girl. That's something that we would say and like, oh, I wish they'd make that.
That's like that's literally the equivalent of banging action
I've been waiting,
together.
I've been waiting for Chucky versus Michael Myers for so long.
Really? Now that'd be interesting. Because
they're like at a certain point, Chucky's like unkillable. Myers? I feel, and Michael Myers is also unkillable. So it's like. Just have them duke it out.
Huh. I never thought. Ooh. Let's make that, dude. I'd see that. Imagine, like, Charles Lee Ray
trying to.
Die, Dewey, Bambala. That's the plot.
That's where he gets it off.
He finds out about Michael Myers, this unkillable killing machine.
And then
he's like,
transfers himself into Michael, and then they
he tries throughout the whole movie. And, like, Michael's, like, stalking his victims, and then. Their victims have, like, the doll, like the...
What if?
Good time doll or whatever.
So he tries to voodoo in his way to Michael Myers. He does do so, but because Michael Myers is pure evil, there's an internal battle between actual serial killer Charles Lee Ray and Michael Myers' internal darkness.
Or some weird switch happens and there's, like, a little Michael Myers doll running around.
Ooh, I like that. That's the cute one. That's the sequel.
Trademark right now, we said it. You can't take it.
I have one last recommendation.
Yes.
It is called, I'm going to butcher this name, Bongchian Dong Ghost. Bongchian Dong, Dong Ghost. It's a webcomic.
I was going to say the webcomic.
It's a webcomic. Make sure you have headphones on.
Yes. Have headphones on.
I'm not saying anything else about it. Just make sure you have headphones on.
Watch
and enjoy.
It. Get as close to the screen as you want. It will not hurt your eyes. Watch that. Headphones blaring. But anyway. We're not setting you up for anything. But I cannot.
I'm now blind and deaf.
One, Two, Three Productions. That sounds so familiar. I'm trying to think of another movie they did, but
23 Productions. That does sound really familiar.
Yeah, but they have one on Netflix called Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight. And the premise of that, addicted to technology, a group of teens attend a rehabilitation camp in the forest. But a sinister force there intends to take them offline forever. Mm. I was like, I remember I just said I hate technology stuff? It's the lack of technology, so I'm glad.
I love it.
Yeah. Like, give me something else. Like, I don't want to see the dog.
Phones in their hands.
Killer with the dog filter on just, like, killing someone. But
tell me that doesn't actually happen in the movie.
I just okay. Top of the dome.
All right.
New pitch.
But anyways, there's another show too called Ratched. Ratched.
I haven't watched that. That's Sarah
Paulson. Yep. Well, speaking of fantastic, iconic horror-related actors, Sarah Paulson is right up there.
Yep.
Like American Horror Story.
I'm watching that in Mindhunters right now.
Mindhunter.
Yeah, it's the show about the formation of the behavioral science unit in the FBI.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
It's really dope. They interview like serial killers and whatnot. And the people that they get to play, like Ed Kemper and the Son of Sam and Charles Manson, spot on. Like, I'm not joking.
I've seen the comparisons, like, really good.
Like, they were interviewing them, and I pulled up, like, Ed Kemper and looked at the actual Ed Kemper, and the actor is spot on.
Dang. That's actually really cool. But, yeah, Ratched. I'd probably
Ratched.
Ratched. Basically, she plays, like, an asylum nurse, Mildred Ratched. Oh, I guess that's her name.
Yep, Mildred Ratched.
Wow. I thought that was like a thing. But it takes place in 1947. She arrives in a Northern California psychiatric hospital. And the 1940s psychiatric hospital is just a horror movie within itself.
Yeah, it's real rough.
That's a place you don't want to be.
There's priests involved. Like, there's different weird stuff.
Once
you get the clergy in there.
I was going to say, that's when lobotomies are still around. All hell breaks loose.
Right, right. But check that out, Sarah Paulson. Love you. And Ryan Murphy and Ian Brennan was, like, the creators of it. Didn't they do American Horror Story? Or they were in American Horror Story somehow, right?
I know there's a couple faces I recall from American Horror Story.
I'll have to look. Yeah,
the main guy, or one of the main, like the main bad guy in there, quote unquote, was in Freak Show. He was the rich kid from Freak Show.
Rich kid. Oh, is he the one that like tried to get into the Freak Show or something like that?
Kind of.
It's been so long since I binged that. I need to
him and Twisty. Him and Twisty ended up being friends.
Twisty,
the clown.
Ah, Joseph the Clown. Yeah. Speaking of clowns, Donald Trump. No,
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That
I love that movie so much.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
We have to watch that.
That is on the list for our Halloween marathon, 31 Days of Scare. But I'm just trying to pitch out ideas. But gosh, I just completely lost my train of thought. The clown, Wrinkles the Clown. Remember that Hulu show that I said that it like borders, like it's like a documentary of this guy being hired to scare kids instead of like entertain them in the clown?
I think you were telling me about
like,
that.
It went viral because of the whole clown epidemic we had. Well, Wrinkles the Clown on Hulu. I haven't seen it yet, but check it out. It's a twist on a documentary.
Guys,
do
you remember when clowns was the worst thing that happened? And a clown epidemic was the worst thing that happened to us?
When I'm like 50, I'm going to say, didn't that clown thing happen around 2020? Because I could see that happening in this year.
Yeah.
Another one that I wanted to mention. Another thing that Jose doesn't like a lot is when you take like the fratty horror movies, you know, and I know that's contradicting sometimes because I love The Babysitter, and that's sort of like that fratty sorority college horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
But another one I thought it was going to be like that, but it's actually a little bit deeper. Oktoberfest, Beer and Blood. That sounds like it's total college horror movie, but it's take place in the 1900s. Rich newcomer of it comes to Munich, and he tries to sell off his brewery in like Oktoberfest, but then stuff happens and then turns into like a bloodbath apparently. And I'm like, Oktoberfest Beer and Blood sounds so cheesy, but the premise
sounds like Zombiever.
Yeah, Zombiever. It does sound like Zombiever. Oktoberfest Beer and Blood. But there's also another one from Axon Studio on Netflix, To the Lake. And that one's facing the end of civilization when a terrifying plague strikes. A group risks their lives, loves, and humanity in a brutal struggle to survive. Now, that sounds generic as heck, but it actually looked pretty cool from the trailer. Like, I try to watch a little bit from the trailers, and okay, well, that's cool. Let me pull off.
If The Ritual is still on Netflix, that's a good one.
The Ritual is really good.
That's the one with Who's that big guy in there? Oh, that's a good or not necessarily. Who played the Hannibal and
Mads Mikkelsen?
Mads Mikkelsen, the like the main.
He played
Hannibal. Oh, no, that's Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, that's what
Sir
it is.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, excuse me.
Yeah.
He is also super iconic. Like, yeah. His.
I watched Silence of the Lambs last night.
Oh, did you? Oh,
I love that movie.
That is one of my favorite horror movies. Like, it's so scary. Like, it's.
The tension stays there throughout.
Yes.
It's so good.
Ah, and then that last climactic thing, like, oh. That is a fantastic tension builder. But also, real quick, since we're winding down here, some honorable mentions that are on Hulu that everyone knows and loves. House of a Thousand Corpses, Cape Fear, Wrinkles of Clown, Crawl, which is that new crocodile movie, alligator movie. I haven't seen that yet. Pet Sematary, the new one. Terrible movie.
But yeah, it's bad, so bad. Don't watch that.
Overlord, which is Nazi zombies, and it's pretty.
I still have to watch that. I heard it was good.
Pretty decent. I thought we watched it together. I forgot where. I thought you showed it to me. That's weird.
I might have showed it to you. I didn't like it.
I might have repressed it. Never mind.
I think you fell asleep like, probably immediately.
Oh,
on that,
that's, that does sound like you.
Yeah, but I it was more decent than I thought. Because I thought it was going to be really bad, but it ends up being a. But the new Child's Play with Aubrey Plaza is also on Hulu.
That's actually
my
pretty
wife.
Good.
I have not seen it. I need to see it. Cabin in the Woods, which is such a classic.
Yeah.
Insta-classic.
Also, The Host, which is another Korean film. Mm-hmm. Bong Joon-ho. He made the film. He also made something else. I forgot. But anyways, it's a like a weird monster flick.
Yep.
So I definitely recommend that. A Quiet Place. Also, Lupita Nyong. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She played in Black Panther and Us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. A, she's very attractive.
Whoa.
But B, she plays a great, she's a great horror movie star.
Mm-hmm. Like, she is.
In Us, she was fantastic. And she has a movie, Little Monsters, where she plays a kindergarten teacher fighting zombies. And I was like, I gotta see that.
That's
are the kids zombies?
I hope so.
If so, sold.
And yeah, I gotta see that.
Anything to get, see kid actors get pummeled.
Oh, definitely. And last but not least, there's one that doesn't sound good on paper, but at the same time, I'm interested because of one name. And it's not the name that you think once I reveal the name. It's called Mom and Dad.
Okay.
Okay.
And Dad, Nicolas Cage. Mom, Selma Blair, which is Cruel Intentions and Legally Blonde. It came out in 2017. And Selma, well, if you know Selma Blair, she was in Legally Blonde and Cruel Intentions. But she got, I think, MS really bad or Parkinson's. And she didn't act for a long time. And she's in this movie.
Hmm.
So I'm very curious to see like her sort of return to acting.
Okay, that's who she is.
So it's basically about a mom and dad trying to kill their kid, which we've all been there, right? But
that's why I don't have children.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But anyways, with that, thank you so much for joining us on this fantastic Halloween spooky horror. Send in synonyms for all that stuff on our Facebook. We'll try to use them next time. But I'm Jose Rodriguez. Thank you for nerding out on Lakeshore Public Radio. To my left,
Mike, a.k.a. Thick Boy.
To his left, yeah.
Skyler, a.k.a. Olatho.
And Jose, a.k.a. Rodriguez.
Hey!
But thank you for joining us. Tune in next Saturday, or next week. We'll have even more scary stuff happening. And with that, boo!